Professor Dr. Simin Karimi, welcome to Voice of America Kurdish Service, and thanks for being with us. The second North American Conference in Iranian Linguistics, which will take place on April 19 to 21, is it a periodic or annual conference? And when was the first one?
Thank you very much for inviting me. I'm very excited. The first one was 2 years ago in 2017. Professor Richard Larson, famous linguist, he was the organizer of the first one, and the conference took place in at the University of Stony Brook. So this is the second one. It's going to be, we are planning on having it hopefully every 2 years.
Could you describe to our listeners, when you say Iranian linguistic, what do you mean by that?
It's about languages that belong to the Iranian language family. So Iranian language family is a huge, it's a big family. It has four branches, northwest, southwest, northeast, and southeast, and each one of them has several members. So linguists, scholars, and language scientists who work on any aspect of these languages, from syntax, semantics, phonology, phonetics, language acquisition, computational linguistics, anything that has to do with language linguistics and is related to Iranian language, to one of these or more than one of these Iranian languages, is welcome to participate at these conferences.
Mm-hmm. What's the purpose of this conference?
There are many different purposes. One is to bring people who work in this area together so that we can talk with each other, we can learn more from each other, see what everybody is doing. Actually, when I attended the first one 2 years ago, I didn't know that the field had grown so much. I can't tell you how happy I was when I saw all those young linguists who were working on Iranian languages and linguistics who delivered very nice papers. To get together each other, to get to know each other's work and help each other to get better and grow more as successful linguists.
Dr. Karimi, as we know, the Iranian language family is a member of the Indo-European language family. The languages that are part of this family, how will be presented in this conference?
What do you mean, how? There are, as I said, people are, we received 101 abstracts, and these abstracts are about all kinds of Iranian languages, about all aspects of the linguistics aspects of these languages. So as I said, it's about syntax, about semantics, about language acquisition, language and society, and computational linguistics related to these languages.
Mm-hmm. Some of these languages in the countries where they live have been politicized, and their use has been very sensitive or prohibited in a school or even to speak it. Turkey, Iran, Syria, and Iraq in the old days are the best examples. How fair and considerate is your organization toward each of these languages?
This is a totally science-oriented language, and one of the reasons, I am personally very interested in documenting Iranian languages, especially those that are sort of endangered, if you can have access to them. People who work on these languages, they are either native speakers of these languages or they have access to these languages. I am a native speaker of Persian, but unfortunately, I have been very fortunate to have access to several speakers of other Iranian languages. So my own research is based on the information that I get from language consultants who speak those languages. So this is not a political conference. It's totally science-based, as I said, and we try to document and work on as many Iranian languages that we can have access to. There are lots of political issues that we don't have any power to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. One of those issues is that one of the problems that we have right now is a travel ban, that lots of people who have submitted abstracts to our conference and they have been, their abstracts have been accepted, it's very difficult for them to obtain a visa and come here. So we have a lot of political problems, but we try, in spite of those problems, we try to concentrate on as many Iranian languages as we can.
Dr. Karimi, based on what criteria or procedure, papers or studies that are submitted, accepted or denied?
We have sent every abstract to three reviewers who are familiar with that area. For example, if the paper was in computational linguistics, we sent the paper to three computational linguists. Unfortunately, we didn't get responses from all three, so most papers were reviewed by two people who are experts in the area of that paper. Based on their comments and based on the scores that they gave us, we chose 50 papers. So 50 papers were accepted, about 40 of them as oral presentations and 10 as poster presentations.
Mm-hmm. Who are on the committee for decision-making on submitted papers or studies?
We have a local committee that consists of myself and several of my colleagues and several graduate students and many, many volunteers in the department, because a conference as big as this one cannot happen by just one person. So it's a huge group of people. And then we have a scientific committee that consists of about 40 linguists from all over the world, including Iran, who work on different aspects of Iranian linguistics. So we consult them, we have sent the abstracts to many of them. As I said, each paper was sent to three experts. And so we benefit from the knowledge of these scientists and scholars.
Dr. Karimi, some papers or studies that is related to the Kurdish language studies have been rejected. One wonder if the North American Conference on Iranian Linguistics has a pro-Persian and anti-Kurdish bias.
Actually, we have several papers that are accepted that are Kurdish based on Sorani. We have papers on Harami. We have some other papers that have been accepted, and there is no bias, absolutely no bias. Most papers that are going to be presented are on languages other than Persian, so there is no bias. My own current research is based on Iranian languages. Persian is one of them, but my focus is, at this moment, is mostly on Sorani, which is a Kurdish language, and some other Iranian languages. So there is absolutely no bias.
Some Kurdish experts in the Kurdish language, their papers has been rejected. Do you know anything about those things?
I don't know who. I don't have the list in front of me, and I don't know who was rejected and why they were rejected, because I don't know who they are. I have to look at the reviews, but every rejection was based on not one person, and in fact, but more than one. I mean, at least two people reviewed these papers. One of the problems we had with some of the abstracts was that the abstract has to lay out what the author wants to do, what the argumentations are, what the examples are, what the claims are, and how the author is going to support their claims by sufficient argumentation and examples. Unfortunately, lots of papers that we received, they didn't have, they were just one paragraph saying, here's this idea, that's what I want to do. And that's not sufficient for a reviewer to evaluate an abstract. And because we knew that some people might not know how to send an abstract to a Western conference, we suggested to everybody many times, actually, to consult the LSA, Linguistic Society of America, guidelines and to see the samples. And at the beginning, when we received a few abstracts, we wrote specifically to the authors and we said, you can resubmit your abstract. Please consult those guidelines and resubmit it. So we had some complaints. We had three complaints so far, and it's one of them is probably Kurdish, but they were not. I mean, I read those complaints. I read, and the complaints didn't have any basis on the basis of what I read myself and the reviews that we received.
Mm-hmm. Who are researchers or linguists that will take part in this conference?
They come from all over the world. We had abstracts from linguists who work on Iranian languages in Japan, in Poland, in Turkey, in Germany, in France, UK, Canada, US, Iran. We had about 16 abstracts from Iran. 8 of them were accepted, so that's 50%. As I said, 50% of the abstracts were accepted. And the people who are coming here, they come from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. What role Noam Chomsky would play in this conference?
I have asked him to present two papers. The first one is going to talk about the state of art of the linguistics theory, specifically syntactic theory, on the first day of the conference on the 19th. And on the last day of the conference, on Sunday, the 21st, we are going to end the conference with another talk by Noam Chomsky. And that one will be on current policies in Iran. I mean, not in Iran, the situation of the Middle East and specifically Iran and American policies.
Those that are invited from Iran, do they have difficulties to come over?
Well, unfortunately, because of the travel ban, which has created a lot of problems for our students here and students in Iran and scholars in both here and in Iran, we consulted many people to see what we could do to help Iranian scholars. And fortunately, I have been in contact with Professor Karimi Dostan at Tehran University, and we have established a system based on Zoom that hopefully we are going to have live streaming. The conference will be live streamed at Tehran University. So we have practiced it a few times, and we are going to practice it a few times before the conference. And we hope that we will be successful in having the audience in Tehran, at Tehran University, listen to the talks here, and they can also present their papers out of Tehran University.
Mm-hmm. So who are the keynote speakers?
In addition to NASAL, North American Conference in Iran and Linguistics, based on a current grant that I have, research based on several Iranian languages, including several Kurdish languages, I received a grant to have a workshop on complex predicates. So the workshop starts on the 18th, and then the conference starts on the 19th. So we have actually four days. of workshop and conference. And we have two guest speakers for the workshop. Karin Megadumian is one of them. She's a computational linguist. And Paulette Saint-Vélion from France, she's another one. For the conference itself, Chomsky is one of them. We have also invited Anoop Mahajan, who was the chair of the linguistics department at UCLA. He's going to talk about the similarities and differences between the Iranian and Indic languages. We have three more keynote speakers. Richard Larson, who was the organizer of the first conference, is one of the keynote speakers. Arsalan Kahnemi-Poor, who is in Canada at Toronto University, is another one. And Agnes Korn from Europe, and she's the third one.
How will women experts represent in this conference?
Women experts?
Yes.
There are many, many women. I didn't count, but lots of women. And what makes me very, very happy when I look at the people whose abstracts have been accepted is that there are lots of young people, second year, third year, fourth year students at the universities in Iran, universities in Europe, universities here at America. So it gives me a lot of hope that the field is growing and there's a lot of hope for Iranian linguistics. So there are a lot of young people whose papers have been accepted and many, many women among them. I don't know. I can't tell you the percentage, but I would say at least half of them are women.
Dr. Simine Karimi, Professor, Department of Linguistics at the University of Arizona, thank you so much for your views and for your time. Best of luck in the conference.
Thank you very much.